Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Yudches, Zvachim 18a, pagination is 35. We'll start from the bottom of the page, four lines up in the beginning of the line, Tanu Rabbanon. The Mishnah mentioned Mechusar Begadim. If a Kohen were to do the Avoda without the requisite four garments as a Kohen Hedyot, and the same would be true, the eight garments as a Kohen Gadol. And our Gemara continues on the theme of Begadim, the garments of the Kohen, and that they have to be proper. And we will see the wording in the Braisa that we do here regarding Lechatchila, what is the correct way to have the garments, and B'diyeved, what is going to be a law that will actually invalidate even after the fact. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Hayu Mirushalim, if the garments were dragging, you could glance at Rashi, three lines up from the bottom of the Rashis, Mirushalim is Nigrorin Bekarka, they're dragging on the ground, or Misulakin, they are lifted from the ground, Rashi on the next line, mitoch shehem kitzorim, because they're too short. Or, mishuchakim, Rashi says, yeshanim, they're old. So, they're too long, they're too short, they're old garments, va'avat, and he already did the avoda, avodasa kishera, the service will be valid. That is the type of wording that we use when we want to describe a halacha b'di'evit. After the fact, it's good. As the Rambam describes it, the garments are mitzvasan, the proper behavior is chadashim v'na'im. They have to be new and nice, and they're supposed to fit them. But b'di'evit, this is going to be acceptable. Lavash shnei mechnasayim. If he wore two sets of pants, shnei avnetim, two belts. Chisar achas, yesar achas. If he had one too little, one too many, or he has a bandage on his skin, which is underneath the garment, so that there's a hefsek, a separation between his skin and the garment. And as Rashi says at the end of the Amud, the problem here is that the Pasuk says it should be worn on his flesh, and if there's a separation, it's not. Or if they're smeared, they're dirty, or they're ripped, says Rashi, you need l'chavod ulisifares on the second line of Rashi, and therefore this is not even considered a valid garment. V'avad, and he did the service already, avodasa psula, it is invalid. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mirushalin, the case of dragging, kisherin, that is going to be kosher. But misulakin, if it's lifted up, psulin, that's invalid. V'atanya, we just had a brisa that we quoted, misulakim kisherim, that even the case of lifted is going to be kosher. Rami Bar Chama lo kasha. Rami Bar Chama responded, "Kansha silkan ya ayidei avnet." If the whole reason that it's lifted is because you adjusted the belt in such a way to lift it, then the garment intrinsically is the right length; it'll still be kosher. Kanda lisnuhu miikara klal. But if the garment simply does not have the length necessary, nothing to do with the way you adjusted the belt, then it's going to be puzzle. According to Rami Bar Chama, there's an interesting consideration over here that when the garment is shortened due to the way he adjusted his belt, it's still kosher. We're not going to paskin that way according to the Rambam, but let's keep that in mind. Rav Amar Rav says, he insists, echad ze v'echad ze psulin, either way, it's going to be puzzle. Now, the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash Perek Ches Halacha Dalet is going to paskin like this statement of Rav, that both of these examples are going to be pasul, whether he's wearing them short because he lifted them, or they're intrinsically short. Either way, they're pasul. And the question, of course, will be, so then what was the Braisa talking about in the case of Mirushalim that they were dragging, which the original Braisa said was going to be Kasha B'di'evet, as well as Mesulakin, the case where they're too short and they're going to be Kasha B'di'evet. What is that Kasha B'di'evet about, according to Rav, who holds that both too short and too long are pasul? So the Gemara entertains the possibility that if you would have something that's dragging, but you lifted it up through the belt, so that would be as if it's cut. That would be a correction and make it good. But the Gemara ends up with a much simpler approach. Rav Zeira said, Rav Chada Tani. Rav learns that Braisa, that it's one case. The case that's permitted, Bidyeved, is a case of Mirushalin She Silkon, something that was dragging, and he fixed it through the belt method, Ayidei Avnet, and that's the case that's Ksherim, that's the case that's going to be Kasher, because once you did the belt adjustment, it's fitting properly. And even though it's only Bidyeved, you're supposed to have garments that fit correctly, but the belt adjustment is going to fix it, and that will make it kosher. Let's take a look at the Rambam Klei HaMikdash Ches Dalid. Bigdei Kehuna Mitzvah Som Shiyu Chadashim Noim is a mitzvah that the Bigdei Kehuna should be new and nice. L'chavod Ulisifores, honor and glory. Hayu Metushtashim, if they were sullied. Mikuraim, torn, as we saw these cases in the Gemara. Aruchim yeser amidaso, too long. O ketzarim pachos mimidaso, too short for him. O shesilkon ba'avnet v'ovad, or he shortened them so that they're too short through a belt. Avodaso psula, that's going to all be invalid. Hayu meshuchakim, if they were old. O shahayu aruchim v'silkon ba'avnet achanasu kimidaso, or they were too long, but he fixed it using the belt, so that now they are the correct measurement. V'avad, and he did the avoda already, avodasa kishera, that's going to be the case b'di'eved, which the Braisa allowed, as Rav understands the statement of the Braisa, it's one case. It was too long, you adjusted it through the belt, now it's fitting correctly, and that would be kosher b'di'eved. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.